O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. When our spirits fail, you know our paths. Guide us, O Lord, as we stumble. Psalm 142, verses 1 and 2 and 5 to 7. I cry to the Lord with my voice. To the Lord I make loud supplication. I pour out my complaint before him and tell him all my trouble. I cry out to you, O Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Listen to my cry for help, for I have been brought very low. Save me from those who pursue me, for they are too strong for me. Bring me out of prison, that I may give thanks to your name. When you have dealt bountifully with me, the righteous will gather around me. When our spirits fail, you know our paths. Guide us, O Lord, as we stumble. A reading from Acts 27, verses 27 to 44. Now when the 14th night had come, as we were driven up and down the Adriatic Sea, about midnight the sailors sensed that they were drawing near some land. And they took soundings and found it to be 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little further, they took soundings again and found it to be 15 fathoms. Then, fearing lest we should run aground on the rocks, they dropped four anchors from the stern and prayed for day to come. And as the sailors were seeking to escape from the ship, when they had let down their skiff into the sea under pretense of putting out anchors from the prow, Paul said to the centurion of the soldiers, "Unless these men stay in the ship, you cannot be saved." Then the soldiers cut away the ropes off the skiff and let it fall off. And as day was about to dawn, Paul implored them all to take food, saying, "Today is the 14th day. You have waited and continued without food and eaten nothing. Therefore, I urge you to take nourishment, for this is for your survival, since not a hair will fall from the head of any of you." And when he had said these things, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then they were all encouraged and also took food themselves. And in all were about 276 persons on the ship. So when they'd eaten enough, they lightened the ship and threw out the wheat into the sea. When it was day, they did not recognize the land, but they observed a bay on the beach, onto which they planned to run the ship if possible. And they let go the anchors and let them into the sea, meanwhile loosing the rudder ropes, and they hoisted the mainsail to the wind and made for shore. But striking a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the prow struck fast and remained immovable, but the stern was being broken up by the violence of the waves. And the soldiers' plan was to kill the prisoners lest any of them should swim away and escape. But the centurion, wanting to save Paul, kept them from their purpose, and commanded that those who could swim should jump overboard first and get to land, and the rest, some on boards and some on parts of the ship. And so it was that they all escaped safely to land. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. When our spirits fail, you know our paths, O Lord. Guide us as we stumble. Listen to these words of Martin Luther King Jr. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. How long? Not long. Because no lie can live forever. How long? Not long. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future, and behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch over his own. How long? Not long. Because the arc of the mortal universe is long, but it bends towards justice. Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. God of rescue and restoration, thank you for your great and beautiful mission in the world. Here we are, Lord. Fill us with your Spirit and send us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We rejoice in God's presence today, joining in the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of heaven's armies. I long, yes, I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord. With my whole being, body and soul, I will shout joyfully to the living God. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray that you will be with our hearts and minds today. Lord, that we pray that our comparisons that we may have on ourselves to others will cease. And we will seek you out in every aspect. Where maybe we have been jealous of others, maybe we have been trying to be like someone else, we bring that to you now and we seek your forgiveness. Lord, we pray that you, for your blessings, not just for us, but for those around us whom we love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, as we go to the people around us, we ask you to empower us and inspire our words, whether we're sharing with one person or many. Help us to be bold in all that we do, even in the face of opposition or distraction. And Father, we thank you that you promise in Acts 1:8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you today. Today we receive your power and Holy Spirit afresh. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, raise us up as your servants who are willing to bear one another's burdens. Surround us with others who will make the burdens lighter. And help us rest in the assurance that you will not put more on our shoulders than we are able to carry. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who both told us to take up our cross and had help carrying his own. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.